This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
Well, it's coming up to sending our children off to college, and as you might be concerned and worried and you're getting them all their laptop and their macaroni and cheese and ramen noodles, what about the healthcare situation? Do you worry about that? And what do you want to be prepared for as far as prescription medication your children might need, vaccines that they might need? And knowledge about the clinics and the healthcare environment where your children are going. My guest is Dr. David Hill. He is the Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. So, Dr. Hill, college healthcare, what's going on with the Affordable Care Act and college, and what do parents need to know about sending their kids off?
Well, you know, you just mentioned the Affordable Care Act, and the cool thing is that children can stay on their parents' insurance through the college years for most of them, which is really nice. That's been a luxury that's enabled a lot of people to keep good insurance who otherwise would have lost it. So I'm very excited about that. For the kids that I take care of who are transitioning to college, knowing that they've got at least that one thing not to worry so much about, which is great. I think my biggest message, I hear parents come in all the time and say, well, how old will you see kids? And different offices vary. Our office says up until 21. I don't know any pediatrician who doesn't see kids up through 18 and feel very comfortable with it. Part of our specialty of pediatrics is adolescent medicine. This is something we train in. Some pediatricians even have a subspecialty board in adolescent medicine, but it's part of what we all do, which is talk to older kids. And, you know, sometimes there are, you know, balloons on the walls and people come in and say, well, this is for little kids. But talking to adolescents is a huge part of our training. And it is a very special kind of conversation. There are very specific risks to being an adolescent. There are very specific ways to talk to an adolescent. And that's what we do. So the first thing I would say is, you know, go ahead and make sure that you get one more wellness exam with your pediatrician, at least, before your child goes off to college. Make sure all the medications are refilled. Make sure you get, like, a printed record of their health history that they can take with them. Many colleges have a form that they want you to fill out, but, you know, make sure they go with records. The next thing, if your child does have some sort of chronic illness, and that includes, by the way, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, could be asthma, could be diabetes, anything that the doctor's been following them for, you sort of want a plan, just like you know where they're going to go to get their laundry done and where they're going to go to pick up groceries. Where are they going to go for health care? Can they come back home? Do they need a transition of care? Medicine is all about handoffs right now. It is all about communicating important information between doctors. So if you can figure out, is it going to be student health, a clinic on campus, somebody close to campus, and let your primary care physician know who that's going to be, we can send a letter, send records, have a conversation, and do a nice warm handoff and say, hey, here's what this kid's got going on. Here's what we've been doing for him. If you have any questions, here's my number. Give me a call, because we want to make sure that transition is as smooth as possible.
So independence, and we're talking about the transition, but part of that college student's transition is shouldering more of the responsibility for their own health care. So whether they have diabetes or asthma, and as you say, Dr. Hill, you're going to send the note, you'll send them with their medication, but part of that is them taking care of themselves, getting into that routine of self-care, and knowing when to visit the clinic. Can a parent talk to them about this is when you go, or STIs, or anxiety, using those healthcare clinics for all of those different kinds of things?
Absolutely. You've brought up some great topics. And one thing that we're spending a lot of attention on now is mental health in college students. Colleges are very aware. This is a stressful time. And whether your child has had issues with anxiety or depression in the past, or whether this stress kicks it in, you know, giving them a little checklist. If you start feeling this way, promise me you're going to talk. Promise me you're going to talk to me. Promise me you're going to seek care. If you're talking to your kid and something just doesn't seem right, say, hey, have you talked to somebody about this? Now, thinking about sexually transmitted infections, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, these are all issues that come up when you send a child to go be independent as a teen, right? They're in college. We all watched, you know, Animal House. We know this stuff is around. That is part of the conversation that pediatricians have with adolescents when they're headed. It's part of the conversation we have every time we see them, really. But we get to have one last crack and remind them what the risks are, remind them what they can do to reduce those risks, and that's really important coming from parents. Hopefully that's a conversation you've been having for your child's entire lifetime at an age-appropriate kind of level, but now it's time to have it one more time and remind them where they can get help, you know, where they can seek the sort of care that they need for these problems.
So going back to college, there are certain vaccines you want to make sure that your children get. So speak about those three most important ones, the meningitis, HPV, and the Tdap, and making sure that your children are up to date, because meningitis is definitely an important college vaccine.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you mentioned, first of all, human papillomavirus, which is really a cancer vaccine. It's for genital warts, but the virus that causes genital warts causes a huge amount of cervical cancer. It also causes oral cancer, esophageal cancer, penile cancer, anogenital cancer. These are all things that could maybe even be eliminated one day. And nobody knows if they have warts. Some people do, but most people carry them asymptomatically. The idea is to get your child protected starting at age 11. Soon it's going to be even lower, 9. And people say, oh my gosh, they're not going to have sex until much later. Right, we certainly hope not. But the vaccine seems to work very well at those ages. It even seems to work a little bit better at those ages. So you're going to see, you know, most kids are offered the vaccine at least starting at age 11 and soon younger than that. But hey, if they haven't had it by college, there's still some time to address it. Diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine remains really critical. Anybody can cut themselves on a pop top. Still, whatever the modern equivalent of a pop top is, right? They don't exist anymore. But, you know, tetanus is still out there. These are nasty diseases. Protect your child. They should have had that vaccine entering middle school in most places, but double check with the doctor. Make sure they had it. Now, meningitis is most common among kids at the college age, especially when they're in a large group setting, like college, the military, community college. So you really want to get them protected. The shot series is now two vaccines, one around 11, 12, another at about 16. It's okay if they miss that first one. You can still get the second one. It's okay if they got the first one late. You can still get the second one. It used to be just one. So if your kid hasn't been to the doctor in 5 years and you thought, oh, they're all good, they had everything they needed when they were 11, they're done, not anymore. They need to go back and get that second meningococcal booster.
So in the last minute here, Dr. Hill, your best advice to parents. You're a father of five. You know so much about kids and have seen them from birth until 21 years old and further. So your best advice for those parents who have kids going off to college, maybe for the first time, and what you want them to know about the health care that their children are going to need over there.
Just when you make your checklist of things you're going to do, get the long sheets for the bed, you know, get them their own iron, make sure they got food. Make sure that attending to these medical issues is on that checklist. Make sure they know where to seek care. Make sure they have their medications. Make sure they have their records. And if they have any chronic issues, try and get a warm handoff, we call it, from the doc who's been taking care of those issues to the person who's going to be responsible for those issues when they get to college.
Absolutely, and teaching kids independence and a little bit of a routine and self-care. And for anxiety, make sure your kids have someone to talk to and that they can come to you if they have questions about sexually transmitted infections, and make sure their vaccines are up to date. And all of this is such great information, aside from the empty nest thing, which I know that I am going to have big trouble with. But in the meantime, this is great advice from Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.